News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
The Data Protection Commissioner has been asked to investigate after estate agents Savills told would-be buyers at a housing estate that they must show proof of funds before they could even view a house. And for more on this, we're joined now by Carl Dieter, founder of onlineapplication.ie and a financial advisor and analyst at yes.ie. Carl, good morning. What did you make of this story that prospective buyers would not even be allowed view without being able to show their ability to purchase?
I think it's something that was probably going to come to a head at some stage. I had taken umbrage with this kind of thing 15 years ago when I saw people being asked to provide proof of funds to make offers on a house. And at the time, it had actually, the reason why I had the issue is because it seemed to be people who were foreign nationals being asked and Irish nationals weren't. The one that is happening now, though, is very specifically around.
There hasn't been, just to point out for Savills, hasn't been the suggestion in this case.
No, but, not. I'm just giving a background to this, by the way, just to be clear. And I should state, Savills are maybe completely within their rights on this. The fact that it appeared in newspaper, it doesn't mean anything. So we have to give them the benefit of their good name, and they absolutely may have a legitimate interest in obtaining this information. I'm just saying it's been happening for a good long time, and that's why it's come to a head now, I believe. So the question that I think they're being asked to look at, because it's to establish if they're keeping this information, what they're doing it, where it's going, and for how long. There's a good reason for it. Basically, we know that if 50 people view a house, that only one of them is going to be a buyer. So with COVID-19 restrictions, you know, it's reasonable to want to weed out tire kickers. We know that if 50, they can't all be buyers, and this is one way of doing it. But then there's a question of whether or not it's fair. And viewing a house is not the same as actually making an offer on a house. Viewing a house is more like an invitation to treat, or it's basically just saying, I want to see the place. You're not actually entering into a contract. And that's something that's important, because Savills aren't entering into the contract with the buyer. The seller is. So establishing the reason for this information being obtained and what it's being done and for how long is the key element of it.
Okay. Savills have given us a statement, Carl, this morning, and they've said that due to ongoing COVID-19 restrictions, they can't facilitate general open viewings. And they went on to say that there are 44 homes available at Somerton in Lucan. 5,000 people registered their interest, and under COVID-19 restrictions, sale viewings may only take place on a one-to-one basis. You can kind of see their point. If they can only have one person at a time through the house, they've 5,000 people in 44 houses. Is it valid that they put some kind of a filter in place, and only people maybe who are, you know, as you say, not tire kickers, people who have full ability to go and purchase and maybe full intention to go and purchase these houses are the ones who actually get to view them?
Well, yeah, I mean, that actually explains the why. But having a reason for doing something doesn't necessarily give you the right to do that thing. And that's where I'm saying that it gets a little bit complicated, but you have to understand, viewing a house is simply viewing a house. If they want to put some barriers in the way, that's fine. They could even say, if you want to view a house, we just charge you €300. And it doesn't matter whether you can afford the house or not. We're just going to say that there's a fee to view the viewing. That would also cause an outrage. But it's just to make the point that what they're trying to do is to establish if you're a legitimate buyer and to establish their legitimate interest in obtaining this information. But that's very different, Kira, from giving the ability to prove why you're processing it, what you're doing with it, where it's kept and for how long. That's the GDPR question.
Rebecca Moynihan, Labour Senator Rebecca Moynihan, has said that one of her concerns about this would be that a database of the average and maximum budget of buyers could be developed if estate agents have access to this kind of information. Is that a genuine concern, Carl? Would you have similar concerns on that front?
I'd rank that in the tinfoil hat territory. The market does that for you already.
Okay, so you think people know this stuff already. With regard to the data, obviously you're somebody who works in the area of financial analyst and knows what people, I suppose, are able to do by way of storage. Would you have concerns around the GDPR implications of this at all? Or is this, as you mentioned, just a story in a newspaper perhaps that people are getting upset about, but actually that Savills had very little choice considering the numbers?
Well, look, Savills are a good company. They're entitled to their good name. I'm assuming that they have the checks and controls required. They are subject to several regulators, the data regulator being one of them, as well as the property services regulatory authority. And they're probably the members of professional bodies like the SESI or the IPAV. I wouldn't be looking at this with much concern. I can understand why people get outraged by it, but look at it. The numbers tell you itself. If there's 5,000 people who want to see something where there's only 44 of these things, and there will only be 44 out of that 5,000, imagine if it was a job interview and they said we have to weed out people who don't have, you know, college degrees or master's degrees until we get a size that we can manage. You'd completely understand it.
Okay.
That just has to be balanced. Let the Data Protection Commissioner do their job. You know, we don't even know, for instance, if they're going to do an investigation at this point. This is simply someone who's gone reporting to them saying, I'm upset about something.
Okay.
So in that sense, we have to keep it in perspective. And as far as anyone is concerned, Savills are not in the wrong.
Look, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That is financial analyst there, Carl Dieter. Shane, outrage for outrage's sake, perhaps?
Possibly. Wouldn't be the first time.
Won't be the last time, either.
Won't be the last time.